Unit 8.
Hello, my friend. What's going on? It's 9 o'clock. The bell is gone already, and Vova isn't here yet. I think it's Vova. Wait a minute. I'll open the door.
Good morning, Miss Lorraine. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Such beautiful flowers. But it's not my birthday today.
It's not for your birthday. I remember you were born on the 30th of May.
Then what is it for?
Don't you know what date is it today?
It's the 5th of October.
Yes, and the 5th of October is a holiday in Russia.
Really? May I ask you a question? What holiday?
Don't you know? It's the best holiday in the year, Teacher's Day. Did you forget about it?
Yes, I did. I never remember such things.
So, I congratulate you on Teacher's Day. You are my best teacher. Here's the card.
Congratulations. I wish you health and happiness. Vova. Oh, thank you, Vova. So kind of you. I'll put the flowers in a vase.
You said vase, but our school teacher says vase.
Well, you see, Vova, the British say vase, but in America, we usually say vase.
I see. And where's the professor?
I don't know.
He isn't usually late.
I know. He gets up early in the morning. Maybe he's still doing his morning exercises.
Maybe he went to London.
No, I should have remembered. He's going to London only in December.
And what day is it today?
It's Saturday.
Ah, maybe he isn't here because it's Saturday.
What do you mean?
Maybe he thinks we don't study on Saturdays.
No, he knows very well that we have a lesson today. I told him yesterday.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call him. I'll ask him why he hasn't come on time. Where is my mobile phone? It's gone.
Where did you put it?
I remember very well. I put it on the table. I saw it just now. Where can it be? Aha! Can you hear that noise? Here it is. Hello?
Hello?
Professor, what's the matter? Where are you? I was going to call you.
Oh, Lorraine. You know, I got up early in the morning today and did morning exercises. Then I had breakfast, but suddenly I looked at the calendar and saw the date. I remembered that it's a holiday in Russia. Teacher's Day. I went out of my house. I was going to buy a present for you and went shopping. I asked myself, what shall I give to Lorraine? And I answered myself, I want to give her a special present.
Oh, Professor, you are so kind, but the bell's gone already.
I know. You remember, my old watch is still going.
Let me ask you a question. Why aren't you here yet?
I was so silly to go shopping by car.
What do you mean?
I mean that now I'm in a traffic jam. An awful jam. I can't do anything. There are so many cars and buses here in the street. It's hard to get out of this traffic jam. Just listen. Can you hear that noise?
Yes, I can.
In London, we are often stuck in jams. But I would never have thought that there could be such traffic jams in Russia.
Well, I'm sorry. It's really a big problem in our country, too.
Have you ever been in a traffic jam?
Many times. Just recently, I was sitting in a jam for nearly 2 hours.
I should have gone shopping on foot.
Next time you can do that. But what shall we do now?
I think you must go on with the lesson without me, and I'll call you soon.
Okay.
By the way, is Vova there already?
Yes, he's here.
Can you give him the telephone, please?
Sure. Vova, Professor Smart wants to speak to you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello. Good morning, Vova.
Good morning, Professor.
I'll be late today. You know, I'm stuck in a traffic jam.
I'm sorry. I would like to make a rap with you.
I think it's not a problem at all. We can make it right now. I have a lot of time.
Great. I have never made a rap on the telephone.
Better late than never.
Let me read you the new words. They are weak, help, noise, street, word, sentence, traffic jam, call, exercise, really. Shall we start?
Yes, let's go.
This week
I'm so weak. Help him. He can't swim. Hey, boys, stop that noise. Look,
Pete is in the street. This is...
Billy. Really?
Open your eyes, start an exercise. They call me Pete. May I call you?
Please. Jam, jam.
Traffic jam. There are seven words in this sentence.
Thank you, Vova. Can you give the telephone to Miss Lorraine, please?
Sure. It's for you, Miss Lorraine.
Thank you. Yes, Professor?
I'll be there soon.
All right. We'll be waiting for your call.
See you soon.
See you. So the professor will be late today because he's in a traffic jam.
Does it mean that we have to go on without him?
Yes, it does. But I forgot about Teacher's Day, and the professor is also a teacher. We must make a present for him, too.
Do you know what?
Oh, I've got an idea. Can you help me? I'll tell you a story. You'll type it on the computer and draw a picture to go with it. We'll make a book and give this book to Professor Smart as a present.
That's a good idea.
Listen carefully. Here's the story about a boy.
Wait a minute. I'll take a seat by the computer. Okay, I'm ready.
The story goes that once upon a time, there lived a boy. His name was Pete. His surname was Smith. His parents were gone.
Were gone? What does it mean?
It means they were dead. It was a hard life. He lived with his elder sister in the country. She was a kind young girl. Her name was Lisa. The brother and the sister were good friends. Lisa had to work hard to get money. At that time, she worked as a teacher in a children's camp. That morning, Peter got a letter from her. He opened the envelope and read,
"Dear Pete, how are you? I miss you very much. Do you remember that it's my birthday on the 23rd of June? I'll come to see you on this day. Be a good boy. See you soon. Love, Lisa."
Her birthday was on the 23rd of June. How could he forget? Pete looked at the calendar. The 23rd of June would be a Sunday. That day was also Sunday, so he had a week, just 7 days before her birthday. He asked himself,
"What shall I do? Next week is Lisa's birthday. I must make a present for her. Who can help me? I have too little money. What can I buy?"
He knew that Lisa had a dream of getting a beautiful purple flower for her garden. She had looked for one everywhere, but she couldn't find one. So Pete went to the small shop near their house and asked the shop assistant,
"Mr. Hopkins, can you help me?"
"What can I do for you?"
the shop assistant said.
"Next Sunday is Lisa's birthday, and I'm going to give her a beautiful purple flower. But I don't know where to get it. Can you help me find this flower? I'll give you all the money I have for it."
Mr. Hopkins wasn't a kind man. He loved money most of all. He didn't want to help the poor boy, but he wanted to get his money. He answered,
"Of course I'll help you. If you give me your money now, it will be easy for me to find the flower by tomorrow."
Pete gave all his money to the wicked man and went home. He was happy. Next day, he looked at the calendar. It was Monday, 6 days before the birthday. He went to the shop.
"Good morning, Mr. Hopkins."
"What can I do for you?"
the shop assistant said.
"Can I have the purple flower, please?"
Peter asked. Mr. Hopkins answered,
"Oh, sorry. I haven't found the flower yet, but I have something better. Here is a beautiful dress. Maybe you could give this dress to your sister. She would like such a present."
Peter said,
"No, thank you. I'm going to give her the purple flower."
"Then you must wait until tomorrow."
"Yes, I had better wait till tomorrow,"
Peter answered and went away. The second day went by. On Tuesday, he went to the shop again. This time, Mr. Hopkins said,
"Oh, sorry, I haven't found the flower yet. But I have something better. I have very good jeans for your sister. Maybe you could give these jeans to her. She would like such a present."
"No, thank you. I'm going to give her the purple flower. I had better wait till tomorrow,"
Peter told the shop assistant and went away. Another day went by. On Wednesday, Peter went to the shop again. This time, Mr. Hopkins said,
"Oh, sorry, I haven't found the flower yet. but I have something better. Just look at these paints. I know your sister likes painting. She can paint anything she likes with these paints. Maybe you could give these paints to your sister. She would like such a present.
No, thank you. I'm going to give her the purple flower. I had better wait till tomorrow.
Peter answered the shop assistant and went away. Wednesday went by. On Thursday, Peter went to the shop again. This time, Mr. Hopkins said,
Oh, sorry, I haven't found the flower yet, but I have something better. Here is a very interesting book. I know your sister's hobby is reading. She can read about different people in this book. Maybe you could give this book to your sister. She would like such a present.
No, thank you. I'm going to give her the purple flower. I had better wait till tomorrow.
Peter answered the shop assistant and went away. Thursday went by. On Friday, Peter went to the shop again. This time, Mr. Hopkins said,
Oh, sorry, I haven't found the flower yet, but I have something better. Here is a ball. Your sister can throw it and run with it. She can have a lot of fun playing with it. She would like such a present.
No, thank you. I'm going to give her the purple flower. I'd better come back tomorrow.
Peter answered the shop assistant and went away.
What's that noise? Oh, it's my telephone. Excuse me. Hello?
Lorraine, it's me again.
Hello, Professor. How are you?
Everything is okay. I've got out of the jam, and now I'm on my way to you.
Great. We're waiting for you.
Has the professor got out of the traffic jam?
Yes, he has. He's coming. And we're going on with our story. May I ask you a question? Where did we stop?
You told me about Friday. Peter didn't want to buy a ball.
Aha. So,
Friday went by. On Saturday, Peter went to the shop again. This time, Mr. Hopkins said,
Oh, sorry. I haven't found the flower yet, but I have something better. Here is a new computer game. She would like such a present.
No, thank you. I'm going to give her the purple flower. I had better come tomorrow.
Peter answered the shop assistant and went away. Saturday went by. On Sunday, Pete went to the shop again. This time, Mr. Hopkins said,
Oh, sorry. I haven't found the flower yet, but I have something better. Look at this sandwich cake. It's very tasty. She would like such a present.
Peter was a very good boy. He seldom shouted, but this time he cried.
Don't you understand one thing I told you yesterday? And the day before yesterday? I don't want any dresses or toys. I don't want any books or cakes. I want a purple flower.
If you come tomorrow...
The shop assistant began, but Peter said,
I'm not going to wait any more. I can't wait. The week has gone by. Today is Lisa's birthday, and I don't have a present for her.
Peter cried and went away. He went to the park and sat down on the grass by the fence. He was very unhappy. He was tired. He was done in. He began crying. Suddenly, he heard a noise. Peter opened his eyes. He looked up, but he saw nothing at first. The next moment, he saw a few elves. The little elves were flying above the beautiful flowers. Each elf had its own color.
Hi!
The pink elf said.
What can we do for you?
The blue elf asked.
Hi, I'm looking for a purple flower.
Peter answered.
Dreams come true,
the green elf said.
Come over to me. I'm going to show you something.
Peter stood up. He went to the elf and saw a beautiful purple flower in the grass. The very flower he was looking for. He couldn't believe his eyes. He took the flower, thanked the elves, and ran along the street shouting, Dreams come true! Suddenly, he met his sister. Lisa was going along the street.
Lisa, happy birthday! I have a present for you.
And Peter gave his sister the flower.
Really? Dreams come true!
Lisa said and kissed her brother. That's the end. That's all. Did you like the story?
Yes, I did. I finished typing.
Well done. Now let me help you to draw pictures. Have you drawn a picture? Now, let's write something in our book. Let it be the sentence,
From us with love.
Can you spell these words, please?
There are four words in this sentence. The first word, from, F-R-O-M. The second word is us, U-S. The third word is with, W-I-T-H. The fourth word is love, L-O-V-E. Have you written the sentence yet?
Yes, I have.
Can you read the sentence now?
Yes, I can. From us with love.
Well done. So our book is ready. Oh, and here's the professor.
Good morning, Lorraine. Hello, my friend Vova.
Morning, Professor.
We're happy to see you at last.
Sorry for being late. My congratulations on Teacher's Day.
Thank you. Roses are my favorite flowers. And what's that?
Open the bag and you will see.
Oh, it's a book.
Yes, it is. They say a book is the best present.
I also think so. What's it about?
This book will help you to learn to play the guitar if you take lessons.
Oh, Professor, may I ask you a question? How could you guess? It's my dream to learn to play the guitar. I was going to start my lessons next week.
Dreams come true.
But I always thought it was difficult.
All things are difficult before they are easy. There are many interesting exercises in this book. I think you'll like it.
Oh, by the way, I nearly forgot. We also have a present for you. Vova, where's our present?
Here it is. It's a book. We made it just now. I typed it on the computer and...
And we drew the pictures together.
It's so kind of you. Thank you very much.
We have very little time. The bell will go very soon. What shall we do?
I can teach you to play the guitar.
Really?
I want to sing a song. It's a new song. A love song. I sang it to my wife when we were very young. Can I have the guitar, please?
Vova, the professor is going to sing a song. Can you give him the guitar, please?
Sure.
Are you going to sing it with me?
Easy.
I had better listen carefully.
I wrote this song when I met my wife for the first time. It's a love song.
Last week I saw you in the street. You bought a dress and looked so sweet. The noise of traffic jams is gone. I sang an easy little song. Just one word, just one call. Help me to forget it all. I'll be looking for you. I love only you. Just one word, just one call. Help me to forget it all. I'll be waiting for you. I love only you.
Vova, if you want to get a good mark, you must learn this song.
All right, it's not difficult. It's easy.
And now, open your copybook. Let's write a spelling dictation. Write the letters, read the word, and draw the picture. Don't forget, you must do your best. Are you ready yet?
Yes, I am.
So, this is C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R. What is it? Draw it in your book. Now the lesson is over. Don't forget to do the task and the exercises. That will do for today. Now you may close your book. Our lesson is over. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.